Well, how are you today, Meg Louise?
I'm doing good.
Rainy day?
Sorry. I thought I had them on, and they didn't. Okay. Good morning. Hey, it's good to be with you. And it's a nice rainy day, and we needed it. I was so happy when I got up early this morning, and the rain was coming down. It was nice. And yesterday was a warm one. What did you do to survive? Aren't you thankful for air conditioning? And in fact, I'm sure it's in most homes today, at least some kind. And if not, you've got a nice big fan. I guess we need to remind ourselves of the 2 feet of snow and cold in the wintertime. Which would you like? This rain and the sunshine? Or would you like to have more snow to have to shovel? Oh, well, it's the good old summertime in Wisconsin. And aren't the lakes and the woods so beautiful? My woods is just plush. The leaves on the trees are thick. It's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus, for all those blessings. Here's my verse for the day. Psalm 18, 1, 2, 3. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Well, recently in my evening devotions, I was reading a portion of scripture that was giving praise to the Lord. So I leaned back in my chair and I decided to write as many as I could think of by using the term, "The Lord is my." I should have had this verse that I just read a few minutes ago. And I came up with 57 blessings that the Lord was to me. And I should have remembered Psalm 18, 1, 2, 3. And note that I just read, here's some of the things. Let me repeat them because they're so precious. All of these things the Lord is to us if we just accept it. He said, David said, he's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. He's my God. He's my strength, my buckler, my salvation, and my high tower. Can you say that today? Oh, my goodness. If you know Jesus as your Savior, excuse me, you can claim every one of those just like King David claimed them. How can we not want? I was just thinking, how can we not want to choose Jesus as our Lord when he offers us so many awesome, awesome promises? Well, on my last broadcast, I visited with you on the subject, to know God is a personal choice. Some people imagine him as a loving grandfather in heaven who is waiting to just bless them, while others think he's a harsh judge sitting on his throne ready to pour out punishment. Then there are also people who don't even believe that God exists because they want to live as they please. And rather than in any obedience to God's divine authority. The historians tell us of King Canute, who, during the 11th century, was considered the most powerful man on earth. Imagine it. It is said that he ordered his throne chair to be placed on the shore as the tide was rising. He yelled at the top of his voice, "You are subject to me, sea. I command you not to rise up on my land, nor to wet the clothing on my limbs, for I am your master." Guess what? We can smile because the tide continued to rise, and of course it drenched the king's feet. Later on in his life, the king admittedly said, "Let all the world know that the power of kings is empty, except the Lord, by whose will the heavens and the earth and the sea obey." Yes, God is the all-powerful one. And the only way to truly know God and his attributes is to rely on the descriptions of him that are found in the Bible, just like the ones I read to you. So here's a list of a few for you to think about today. As you go about your work, try to think of some of these things that I'll be giving to you. God is an uncreated being. Think about that. That is, he existed before the beginning of time, and he is the creator of heaven and earth. Yes, God is unchangeable. He will never change his mind. He is omnipresent, meaning he's everywhere. He's omnipotent, meaning he has all power. He is omniscient, meaning he has complete knowledge about everything, including the past, the present, and the future. He is love. He sent his only son to die for you and me on the cross. He is holy, meaning he is sinless. He is our judge, and he is our rewarder. He is the Lord of the universe and our wonderful Savior, who is worthy of all honor and all glory. So, if someone should ask you to describe some of the attributes of the Lord, what would you say? Well, if you remember what I read, you'll have a few to remind someone. And God has given each of us the right to have a free choice to accept that wonderful Lord in our lives. So allow me to give you four ways that God gives knowledge of himself. Through natural creation of the world, through nature, we can see through nature his invisible attributes. And believe me, there's enough nature for us to see, so that really, as Romans, the first chapter, teaches us, we are without excuse. You see, creation also shows us God's design, God's gravity, the world gravity. Creation shows unity and order in the world. And creation shows beauty and mercy and power. And it shows us rain, just like we had this morning. Fruit, vegetables. Oh, go to the market. There are so many wonderful vegetables. Corn on the cob. We just had some of that. The 4th of July was so good. Animals, how about that? All over. Pat and I were talking about rabbits eating the gardens before and putting up chicken wire and what have you. What about all the insects, the changes of seasons, the kindness, the order, the majesty of the stars, the sun? How about the moon? Everything in its own order. He said, I am God, and I have created it all. I love that verse over in Psalm 19. It says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. And you know what? We can know the Lord through conscience. Paul wrote in Romans 2, for when the Gentiles, which had no law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, because their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the mean while accusing, or else excusing one another. In other words, you know what to do and what's right, but you ignore your conscience and do it anyway. That word conscience literally means with knowledge. And then we can know God through Jesus. Hebrews 1, verse 1 through 4, God, who at different times and in many manners has spoken in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, and in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. Isn't that a beautiful verse? And then last, we can know God through the Bible. Jeremiah 29 said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, giving you peace, not evil, to give you an expected end. Call on me, and you shall go and pray to me. I will listen to you, and you shall seek me and find me. When you shall search for me with all of your heart, I will be found of you, says the Lord. Well, the last thing we need to do is to make the wrong choice and miss heaven and all of the happiness you can have on earth by having Jesus as your Lord. This is a message of loving warning, the fact that we have to make a choice. We either accept Christ as Savior or we deny him. It is a personal choice. And by the way, if you have no peace, no joy, no assurance, and your life seems to be so empty, why not let that be a warning that you should make a choice today and ask Jesus in your heart? Today, I've given you lots of scriptures to think about. Not only has the Lord given us his word, but he also gave us the wonderful Holy Spirit to help us to know him. Jesus said, and I bring this to you in closing, that he was sending the Spirit to guide us into all truth. And Paul affirms this in 1 Corinthians 2. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has given to us. So with the help of the Spirit, we can approach the Bible with confidence. We can know that through the pages of the Bible, God wants us to know him and to know his ways. So let me close with this little tiny thought. When we read the Bible, we get to know its author. Good to be with you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mabel Louise.